Alejandro.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Gracias por regresar con nosotros al conteo nacional oficial de la onda tejana, Tejano Gold Countdown. I'm Rudy Treviño, your host for this week's show, and the Top 20 Countdown is brought to you by your friends at L&F Distributors and Anheuser-Busch. We're talking about Budweiser and Bud Light Seltzer. Now, let's keep counting them down. Number 13 on this week's Top 20 is J.R. Gomez with Trato de Olvidarte. La número 13 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
He tratado de olvidar y de y no he podido. No sé por qué mi no puede resistir. Hay veces que mi corazón se pone a suspirar y ese tanto amor por ti no lo haga sufrir más. Por eso que suplico
Countdown with J.R. Gomez, moving up on the charts to number 13 with Trato de Olvidarte.
Number 12.
Hanging on at number 12 on this week's Top 20 is Q Production's own Tal Vez by Isabel Marie on Tejano Gold Countdown.
Tu amor, pero mientras nos juramos amarnos por siempre. ¿Quién es tú? ¿Quién se va? Ay, dime, amor, ¿qué hago con este sufrimiento? Si en mi mente sigues siendo mío, pero tú ya no estás.
Tejano Gold Countdown and Isabel Marie with Tal Vez. Number 12 on the Top 20 Countdown this week. In the Tejano Gold Countdown studio is producer, lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist of the Mavericks, Raul Malo. Now, we've been talking about your music. The new album, En Español, seems a natural progression since your music has so many unique sounds, including, I need to say this, including Tejano. So, where does the inspiration come from?
From the beginning, the Mavericks have had this love affair with Texas, and Texas has had this love affair with the Mavericks, and then you combine it with the Tejano elements, and, you know, I mean, when we recorded with Flaco that first time, and we recorded All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down, that set us on this path that really set us apart from just about everybody else. And I don't mean that in a boastful way. I'm just saying at the time in the 90s when there was country music at the height of it, we really went down this other path, and it's taken us here to where we're at now. And we've been riding that wave ever since, and it's a beautiful wave because it's a very musical wave, and there's nothing but freedom and love, and we can do whatever we want, and our fans love it. And I love that more than anything.
It wasn't always easy, I'm sure.
I'll tell you a funny story as to how things have changed, or maybe they haven't changed, but let me not speak too soon. But I remember when All You Ever Do Is Bring Me Down was on the charts, and it was about to crack the top 10. And the radio guy from Universal at the time called me and said, man, there's a station in Charlotte that we really need it. We need them to add the record, but they're not going to add it with the accordion solo. And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, they need to take the accordion solo out. I'm like, what do you mean? Why? Well, we knew the reason why, you know, because it was a little too Mexican, you know, let's just be real. When I confronted him about that, you know, he said, yeah, this guy's this radio programmer at this station, yeah, he's a jerk, and he's not going to play it unless we take the Tejano accordion solo out. And I told him to stick it where the sun don't shine, and so the song never went to number one anyways.
All you ever do is bring me down.
with Raul Malo of the Mavericks in just a bit. But first, back to the countdown.
Number 11.
Gold Countdown and Elida Yavante with Alas Rotas at number 11. Now let's get the latest on what's happening in La Onda from TejanoNation.net. Here's Romeo.
Hello, Rudy. TejanoNation.net is the number one source for Tejano news, and here's what's happening right now. Grupo Intocable postponed a Houston-area drive-in concert for a second time over coronavirus concerns, according to a statement released by the Grammy-winning group on July 22nd. The statement says, in part, quote, due to the situation in Harris County and all over the world at this time, we feel it's in the best interest of our fans, band, and staff that we postpone our Hockley, Texas drive-in concert for August 20th, 2020. We hope our fans understand it was a hard decision to make. End quote. The drive-in concert was originally scheduled for July 9th, but was postponed to July 30th earlier this month, now for a second time to August 20th. All tickets previously purchased will be valid for the new date, according to the statement. Sad news, as we learn of the passing of the Tejano Roots Hall of Fame singer and songwriter Martina Garcia, as she lost her battle with breast cancer on Wednesday at the age of 64. Garcia was part of Conjunto La Suerte, recording at first with Hacienda Records, then joining CHR Records, recording 9 Tejano and country albums. She was a Tejano Roots Award winner for Female Vocalist of the Year in 2013 and inducted into the Tejano Roots Hall of Fame in 2016. COVID-19. Coming up, the latest health update on Little Joe after his COVID-19 diagnosis. Details next hour, right here on the Donald Gold Countdown. Here's Rudy with more of the biggest hits of the week.
Thanks, Romeo. We'll check back with you in the next hour. We're halfway there, and I'm going to be back with the 10 biggest Tejano hits of the week. Plus, we're going to be talking more with our special guest, Raul Malo of the Mavericks. And, of course, we'll have the answer to the Tejano trivia quiz. Here it is again. Tejano music icon Sonny Osuna and the Sunglows. Well, they were the first all-Tejano band to appear on Dick Clark's American Bandstand. The year was 1963, and the song, well, we all know it and love it, Talk to Me. Well, the song is well recognized by the first five notes from the violin. It also is the first time a violin was used in a Tejano song recording. The band eventually changed their name to Sonny and the Sunliners. Aha! But here's the big question. Do you know where Sonny got his nickname? We'll have the answer coming up later in the show, so stick around. More Tejano Gold Countdown is on the way.
Tejano Gold.
Bud Light Seltzer Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Bud Light Seltzer Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, sí, también. Bud Light Seltzer Call Center
y soda?
Mire, señor, llámela soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Bud Light Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
¡Me encanta el mango!
Bud Light Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer IRC Beers Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of a novel or new coronavirus. There are steps you can take now to get ready if an outbreak occurs in your community. Make a household plan. Learn how to prepare and to take quick action if someone gets sick. Older adults and people with chronic medical conditions are at greater risk. Take extra steps to protect them. Think about what you will do if there are changes to your work schedule. And remember to always practice good health habits, such as frequently washing hands with soap and water, staying home when sick, and covering coughs and sneezes. For more information, visit cdc.gov.